everyone, Sharon Tharp here. Welcome back to The Exclusive. Before we get into this week's exit interview, a quick word from our sponsors at Ramble. You might know them as ChatBCC. It's the same group chat. It's a new name. Ramble's the Big Brother group chat that I'm in, along with 60 other people from the show, people who cover it. Everybody's in there during the episodes and especially gets lively during the live feed. So definitely go check it out. You can sign up at ramble.app or use the link in the description box down below. And without further ado, this is my exit interview with the one and only Angela Murray.
Your first question, Angela, who do you feel most betrayed by right now and why?
You know, who do I feel the most betrayed by and why? I know that Dee was kind of walking a fine line between Devin's and myself. Do I hold her accountable or betrayed? No. No, I don't, because I knew that from the go that she was his number one and that she was also mine. I was never going to be Devin's number one. So I don't feel betrayed by him. I think the person I feel the most betrayed by at this particular moment is Baron and Drew. And, you know, betrayal is a very big word and a big emotion. I actually don't really have any animosity towards either in this moment. And I know that sounds really weird, but I'm at peace with it. And I think, you know, Barrett thought he had to make a really big move. And by putting the three of us up there on that memory wall and on the block and one of us having to go home could be a really big move. It hasn't played out all the way yet. So I think it's a mistake on his part and everything if he goes home. And if he doesn't and he survives it, that's a huge thing for his resume. I don't think I feel very, very betrayed. But if I had to answer, I guess it would be from those two young men.
Did you consider telling Devin's and others that Dee wanted to flip last week?
Did I consider telling others that Dee wanted to flip last week? No. I did not, and I would not, because I was aligned with Dee, and there's a trust there between she and I that I was never going to break. And plus, why would I cross Dee? She's my number one ally. She has my back, and that just never even crossed my mind. I was also going to do it. That wouldn't have been very good.
If Dee left instead of you, would you have stuck with Devin's or tried to pivot away?
If Dee had left instead of me, would I have wanted to work with Devin's, continue working with Devin's, or pivot? I think it would have, I would have wanted to keep working with Devin's because he is really good at the competitions and he's a very good strategist as well. And he's also a shield for me. So I would have wanted to keep working with him. Plus, I really like it. But I would also, because I had a lot of agency, I felt, in the game with others, I had pretty good relationships with other people. At least I think that was my perception. So, and that's what I tried to build all season long, was these relationships. I think I could have pivoted and I think I could have gone either way. And I think a lot would have played a factor on who won the next HOH or the next couple HOHs of how I would have pivoted. But I would have always tried to stay as loyal as I could to Devin's because he is such a big shield. And he's also a member of the Icons and my initial core alliance.
If you could change one decision you made in the game, what would it be?
If I could change one decision that I made in the game, it probably would have been to cast my vote against Melody instead of Lyric, because I caused myself so much undue stress by flipping that vote on Haley and having to deal with that aftermath. I guess I would have changed that. If I had done the math here, I would have seen that I didn't need to flip my vote. I could have kept my vote on Lyric and been just fine and moved through that week or weeks to come a lot more stress-free.
If Big Brother calls, are you saying yes again?
If Big Brother calls, am I saying yes again? I mean, hello. Yes, every time.
That's it for this one, you guys. Thank you so much for watching as usual. Quick thing before I go, I'm running a 20% off annual memberships for my Patreon from now through the end of Big Brother on October 1st. You get early access to all my interviews, the rewatches I do, the Patreon live we do every Thursday, plus everything else over there. So if you want to check that out, the link is in the description box down below. Come hang out, and I'll see you guys next time.